Xin chào.
안녕하세요.
สวัสดีค่ะ.
สบายดี. 你好.
Who's today?
明天来吧.
¿Cómo está acá?
Hey everybody, welcome to Dragon Radio. This is Dragon Radio 60, and I'm your host, Tony Reno. Welcome to the show. We've got a jam-packed show today, so I want to get to the music. We've got music from China, music from Japan, and we also have a band that is a collaborative effort from Taiwan and Hong Kong. They're called Rice Magnet, and I spoke to the guys via Skype, and we'll have that interview for you as well. Also, I'd like to say hello to Curtis King in Ho Chi Minh City. Curtis showed us a great time in Ho Chi Minh City, introduced us to a lot of great music and musicians, and I'd like to thank him for that. And if you're in Ho Chi Minh City, look up Curtis King. Just look at his website, curtisking.com. So let's waste no more time. We'll get right to the music. This is a band from Japan, and the band is called Asian Kung Fu Generation. It's from their CD Feedback File, and the song is called NGS, right here on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk.
Tá louco. 着在叫生活，在突然才发现我已快乐第六天，再继续空欢喜，祈求上帝活下去，坐下看在酒夜平平安安才是福，跟大队向前走，你说这才叫自由，在广场转角口坐在一起为团结，手足你想念你，是你长街挂留你，下去。
From China, that is a band called Zha Yin, and they're from Shenyang and Beijing, thereabouts and around, back and forth. The name of the CD is called Misc Sound, M-I-S-C-S-O-U-N-D, and that was Ode to R-D-A. Before that, we heard the Japanese band Asian Kung Fu Generation and their song NGS. Asian Kung Fu Generation formed in 1996. And they're still going strong, so keep a lookout for them. I think they have a new CD coming, so keep an ear open for that. Okay, well, we've gotten to that time in the show where we're going to listen to the Rice Magnet interview. I talked to the guys from Rice Magnet a week ago, and they're very gracious to spend some time with me and talk about the band and what they're up to, and also where they'll be playing in the future. So let's listen to the interview right here on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk. The name of the band is Rice Magnet, and how long have you guys been together?
Since 1999.
And how did you meet? How did it all come together?
In university, we were studying in Canada. And then after a while, I moved back to Hong Kong and he moved back to Taiwan. And we stopped for a while. And recently, we were trying to get something happening again.
And how do you collaborate then if you're both living in two different cities?
With
email and Skype.
And do you actually share music files across the internet as well?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Basically, what happened? Yi Cheng writes all the skeleton material, right? Usually he has one acoustic guitar and then he has the melody line. Mm-hmm. And then he sends me a file and then I try to add some ideas to it and then it would become a full band song.
Okay. And then for the CD, you actually recorded it in one place. Where was the recording made?
In Taiwan. Actually, it was recorded a long time ago, 2004.
Wow.
I flew over to Taiwan for 1 month, and then we just got it made within the month.
Okay, so you recorded in 2004. It's just been released in 2007. What were the reasons for waiting so long to release it?
We were tied up in...
Yeah, busy and so on. Like, I have a baby daughter, mm-hmm. and also David is he's very busy at work. So within this period we cannot do anything about our music, but fortunately David recently started calling me and asked, you know, we can have some concert sort of things, and we start arrange music and we start picking up our old stuff, and we try to get the band back together.
Well, I really enjoy the sound of the CD. I think you both, I'm not exactly sure how you really work together, but the complete sound is sounds very nice, and I congratulate you on making something so cohesive, given that it's taken so long to release, and also you live so far apart. So congratulations on that. I wish you the best of luck with the CD. The song we're going to play from the CD is called End of an Affair. Can you tell us a little bit about that song in particular?
Okay, this song I wrote probably back in 1995 when I was during high school. Mm-hmm. And it's until 2004 because David really likes it and he wanted to put in this album, and I start writing the lyrics and we recorded this song.
And can you tell me what the song means, or basically the meaning of the song?
Basically, meaning is, well, what's the name? It's the end of the relationship, and which I'm not going to say whose relationships ended or something, but
okay,
it's a someone in our band, but not me.
Okay. Before we play the song, though, I wanted to touch upon the music scene in both Taipei and in Hong Kong, and maybe each of one of you could take on that topic. My observation as a Westerner living in Asia is that the Taiwanese music scene is farther developed than the Hong Kong music scene. Hong Kong has proficiently, and it still does actively, cultivate commercial sounds, whereas the Taiwan and Taiwanese music scene is very much more alternative. Can each of you talk about your home countries and the music scene there?
I think it's natural because Taiwan is a much larger place, but it works both ways because the scene in Hong Kong is smaller, so although there are limited venues to play, but everyone sort of know everyone to some extent. Yeah. Then the connection is easier made, I think.
Okay, and Yi Qing?
Just probably like David said, Taiwan is a bigger place. And of course, this kind of opportunity, of course, is more than in Hong Kong. And the artists, which outstanding artists, it's easier to, you know, being promote. Mm-hmm. In the sense of a record or release of CDs.
Mm-hmm. David, do you think Hong Kong has hope of developing a better music scene?
I've sort of given up the hope of making this a full-time career. But, I mean, there are things that could be done, and we're just trying to do our part by making the music and playing out whenever, whatever. We're just trying to exploit all available channels, which might not be many, but we're trying to exploit them.
The CD is finished, and you've just released it. Where will you be playing in the next couple months to promote the CD?
In October, we have a gig lined up in Taiwan. So I'll be flying over to Taiwan, and we have a bass player coming in. So it'll be sort of a full band, the three of us playing in Taipei. That's October. And then in November, again, we're playing at the Fringe Club in Hong Kong. So please come to the show.
I will. I can't make the October show. I'll be traveling for work, but I'll come to the November show at the Fringe. And if people want to find out more about your band, they can go to the website www.ricemagnet.com.
That's right. It's full of audio, video samples, and our gigging schedule.
And one final question. What does Rice Magnet mean?
Okay, we like to tell this story. Because originally, I wanted the band to be called Check Magnet.
Okay.
Attracting all the checks. But Yi Ching opposed to it.
Of course, I'm not those kind of person who think about chicks all the time. But maybe it's a normal growing man, so we changed to...
But rice is sort of representative of Asian culture.
Okay.
So we can attract all the rice-eating population in the world like magnet.
Okay, well, that'll sell you more CDs, that's for sure.
Good one, man. Good one.
Well, thanks, guys, for talking to me. We're going to go on to the track... End of an Affair. It's from the Rice Magnet CD, also of the same name, Rice Magnet. Thank you, David, and thank you, Yi Ching, and hope to hear from you soon.
Thank
All
you,
right, thanks,
Tony.
Sing tea. Thank you.
from their self-titled first CD. That was Shou Ren, Thin Man from China, and the song was called Persistence is Victory. That CD came out in 1999, and I recently picked up a copy of it. It's a great CD. I usually listen to these CDs in iTunes, and then I go through and mark them, you know, which ones I want to play on the show. And this CD, almost every track on the CD has 4 stars, 5 stars on it. Great CD. Pick it up where you can find it. The band is still around, too. They just recently played in the MIDI Music Festival in Beijing. So I hope to hear more from them. They have another CD called Beijing Dream, and that came out in 2002. So I would guess pretty soon they'll have another one. So stay tuned for that. Before that, we heard Rice Magnet. And as you know, Rice Magnet will be playing in Hong Kong later in November. If you want to find out more details, go to the website, ricemagnet.com. Okay, we're going to finish the show off now with a band from Japan. The band is called Green. They spell Green G-R-E-E-E-E-N. And they recently signed up to Universal Music. So this is their first release on Universal Music. The song is called Love Chant. It's a 4-member band from Koriyama, and that's a city in the Fukushima prefecture. So if you're in the area, check them out, but I'm sure they'll be touring all over the place. You can find out more about the band, green.net, G-R-E-E-E-E-N.net, and find out where they're playing, hopefully soon near you. That's it for the show. Thanks for listening. Tune in next time. If you have any questions or comments, please email me, info@dragonradio.hk. And don't forget to go to the website and vote for your favorite band of this show, your favorite song. It really helps me figure out what kind of music you really like. Here is Green and their song, Love Chant, on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk. Have a good week, everybody.
Let's go. これからも君の手を握る